welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show. This is Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician, and my special guest today is Stephen Barish. And those of you who are familiar with Dr. Fred Bell and myself know that we've talked about Steve a lot, and so this is going to be a great show and an opportunity to ask Steve a lot of questions. So welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you. Hi, Valerie. How you doing?
Doing great.
Great.
I am so glad to have you on the show. We always have so much fun talking.
Yes, we do.
And
yes,
one of the
do.
Things that I wanted to mention to listeners before we get into it too far is that they can call in and ask questions at 1-877-876-5227, and that's in the USA only. And again, that number is 1-877-876-5227. This is a live show tonight. And we will be happy to answer your questions. If you're too shy to be on the air, just ask Don the question, and he will relay it to us. And so, Steve, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, Fred Bell and I have been communicating for a long time. And I got my projectors about, I think about almost a year ago. And they have been just enlightening for me. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting in the room right now. I'm so excited that you called. Right above me, about 6 feet, with the four projectors I have in the room, there is a group of circles around me, which are about the size of softballs, that are rotating clockwise. Above that, there is a pyramid out in the universe. It's gigantic. There is a Andromedan saucer on the right-hand side of the pyramid. It's gigantic. It's very, very big. So I think we have a full room here tonight. I'm very well sure.
I know. They get so excited, all the beings of the higher dimensions, you know, when they see us moving into a space of enlightenment and bringing others with us. They just can hardly contain themselves, and it gets really crowded in these rooms.
Yes, it does. It gets very crowded.
They're all like, hey, let me see. I know, I laughed, you know, when I did when I was doing all the study to
yes.
see what the projector room would do for people. There were a couple people that were extremely visual.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go walking in the room, and one guy just like elbow his way through and go, hey, this is my session. Get out. He said, oh, my God. He said, I don't know if I can get in here. There's so many spirits in here. I said, well, you know, you just tell them because, you know, it is your session.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's great that they're there. And for the people that are tuning in for the first time or aren't familiar with the Andromedan projectors, and I can't imagine that you wouldn't be unless this is your first time,
right.
Since I talk about them all the time. But the Andromedan holographic projectors are devices that were given to Dr. Fred Bell some time ago to help people to open up portals into the fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensions and to allow the beings of higher light to come through and to help us on our pathways. And we use them for healing. We use them for communication. I mean, for all kinds of things. And it's like anything else. You know, it's just energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so your intent is extremely important. But this gives you a chance to jump beyond the karmic things, the karmic laws, I guess, to jump beyond our normal third dimension and go to a higher vibratory state so that you can start to communicate with other higher dimensional beings and or levels or, you know, whatever you want to call them. Don't get hung up on the semantics. But Steve has been working with these since they came out. And so the reason I asked him to be on the show, listeners, is because he has a lot more knowledge about these than I do, and we talk frequently about what we're seeing and what we're experiencing so that we can get a better handle on how to help everybody with these. And, you know, we put them up in order to bring more enlightenment to the planet. And, you know, it kind of helps if you have the instructions, but there weren't any instructions.
Yeah.
We're kind of feeling it out as we go.
Right. It's been, for any lesser word, a wild ride. The Andromedans have been so wonderful to me and my clients. I might as well start the beginning with the projectors.
Please.
The first day that I put up the projectors, I had three Andromedans come into the room. One was about 9 feet, one was about 8 feet, and the other one was about 5 or 6 feet high. And they stayed in the room for about 2-3 hours watching me work. What's interesting now is about 12, 14, 18. There's 18 Andromedas sitting down above me, maybe even more. I haven't even looked on the other side of the room, but I'm getting more excited as they're starting to pour in even more. But what happened was basically that they came in the room. They looked at me work for a good 2-3 hours, I said. The following day, I came into the room, opened it up. I started working on a client. And there was a 9-foot Andromedan that came into the room. He held out his hand. I was allowed to go through his hand. I was taken to his galaxy, his universe, and his planet. Mm-hmm. As I was on his planet, they took me to a room where there was a committee sitting down, and I talked to them, I don't know, for about 2-3 minutes. What it was, I have no idea. But they took me into a crystal. Wow, that's wild. I just had somebody pass my ear a second ago. They took me into this room with a crystal, I guess you could say almost like a crystal bed, and I was taken and put in water. Fred and I talked about this for quite some time, and he had mentioned to me that they were doing the same thing years ago at Area 51, where I was able to breathe this, but I wasn't coughing, I wasn't, you know, getting sick. When I came out of the crystal, I was standing up and my chakras were twice as big. I could see the chakras from my back all the way out and from the front all the way out. And I was able to really do some more phenomenal work. It's just, it's been quite an accelerating path.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I remember when I first talked to you about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had kind of a similar experience when I first started trying to see, you know, what or how to work with them. Mm-hmm. And I was with three other people, and we sat down to meditate, and we didn't have any idea of what we were going to do. It was not a guided meditation.
I remember
we just
this.
Kind of all sat down with these projectors around us and kind of had a similar experience where we all ended up on Andromeda and just ended up in different parts of this big room. And I was put into one of those, well, it was a tank to me. Mm-hmm. It was a crystal tank, mm-hmm. and there were these incredible, beautiful flashing lights. It was mm-hmm. I can't even describe the light. It was just so intense. Mm-hmm. It was like laser light, but it was little teeny tiny pinpricks of light, and it was like swirling around me, and different colors would come around me, and it was like I was being suspended in tank by these bubbles. Mm-hmm. And it was like one big long bubble that kind of formed like a chaise lounge type of thing. And I just rested there, and these colors just were absorbed into me in my chakras. Mm-hmm. And then I was taken out of the tank, and I didn't have any trouble breathing or anything while I was there. Taken out of the tank, and they took me into a room where it was like my entire body was being like pummeled with purple feathers. and it was like flames, but they felt mm-hmm. like feathers, you know. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you know, I was talked to a little bit, and I could see the other people that I had sat down with. I could see them in other areas of the room. It was like a huge kind of an observatory. And I could see them in different parts of the room, including the one man that was doing the meditation with us. And we all had slightly different experiences, but we saw each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when we came back to ourselves, the man who is the husband of one of my friends said, well, I just fell asleep. And we all laughed because we mm-hmm. all saw him there.
Right.
And we said, well, that's okay. You know,
yeah,
don't worry about
that. Was that the time you guys were standing in the center of the room and the Andromeda came right down to the center of the room?
That was after.
Oh, that was after. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The Andromeda, when we first called you, and I don't know if the listeners remember this or not, but I was in Colorado and I took the things with me. And I set them up around me and I was calling Steve going, okay, now which way do I do them? And, you know, and you were going, well, can't you see the light? I said, no. You know, I'm not seeing squat. You know, I just see the projectors. And I could feel when they clicked in, but I wasn't actually seeing the whole visual thing. And mm-hmm. And yeah, we did. With three of us women stood in a circle, and we each had an Andromedan, like right between each two of us, and then we had one in the middle.
Yes.
and they were all enveloping us in their arms, and we could feel them working on our physical bodies. And it was kind of painful, you know, some of the things that were happening, but they were areas where we needed some physical help. So they were doing that, and then the next day we took them upstairs and set them up and decided to do the meditation, and that's when we had all the experiences of being on the planet. So it was kind of interesting that we had similar experiences, but yet we didn't plan on doing anything.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that very distinctly. I had an experience in the room that was quite profound. I was working on a client, and of course my door was shut, the lights were off, and the projectors, all of a sudden, the door, the walls, everything started to just gyrate. I mean, they were moving. And I could see how the Bible, how the prophets were saying that the hills skipped like rams. The doors started to just move. The walls were moving. And the only thing I saw after that was the projector on the, I'm facing east, west projector disappeared in the room. The room completely disappeared. We disappeared. I was working on my client, and all I saw were the two diamond-like gems that I had on the wall, and that's all I saw for about 5 minutes.
Wow.
And it was like if heaven was on earth, that's what I saw. It was the most powerful feeling I ever saw in my life. And the only thing I could think of is I read the Torah between 3 and 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that's where I got the saying, the hills, the prophets would say the hills were skipping like rams. I suspect that they saw this this kind of jumping when they were in touch with the Almighty.
Mm.
And we stayed for about 5 minutes, and then came back. It was quite a ride.
Wow.
It was quite a ride. It was, and I'm finding out something really important, Valerie, that we need to look past the projector.
Mm-hmm.
The projector is the object, mm-hmm. but the actual object is past the projector.
Yes.
And so I'm starting to do that now, and I can't take the energy level that you can when, you know, we called and we were talking about, let's turn the projectors another 15% to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And you were capable of being able to handle that. And I couldn't do that. I was going through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was detoxifying very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I turned it right back to 0.0. And the projectors, the way that we have them up on the wall, if you took a banana and held it up, the top of the banana and the bottom of the banana would be actually vertical.
Mm-hmm.
And so the projectors are vertical, and we have them up about 5% on the bottom, and we turned them 15%, and that's when the energy was really very, very powerful. But I turned mine back to top dead center.
Yeah, I've left mine at the 15-degree clockwise rotation, and then I've got it canted back a little bit, too, to match the 52-degree angle of the lights that come down from the lasers.
Right.
And what I noticed is since I've turned them the 15 degrees, we have increased the vortex here and increased the pyramids of light, and as a result, I can't get a reading with my resonant field imaging monitor now.
Yeah.
And there's no place on the property where I can get a reading.
Yeah.
I don't know how far out it goes.
Yeah. Well, we talked about energy levels, and I've been able to see, you know, energy very capable like you have.
Mm-hmm.
And my vortex goes up about 400 feet and about 5 miles out.
Now, see, now you see that better than I do.
Yeah.
I can see it in my mind's eye,
right,
but I haven't seen it physically yet. And remember when I first got them, I was calling all the time and going, how come I'm not seeing anything?
Right.
And
right.
I was so frustrated.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I want to see those walls disappear. And I didn't see anything like that. And I slept in the beam of those things for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And yes. Nothing happened. And I thought, okay, that's kind of interesting. Well, I can't say nothing happened. I had several things happen that were really interesting and, you know, showed me that, yes, they are vehicles of manifestation. Mm-hmm. And I call them training wheels for quantum manifestation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and because, you know, they aren't the thing. They're just kind of to help you to remember that we are these incredible multidimensional beings
yes.
that are having this life in a human body, which is
yes.
like our car that we're driving around.
Right.
And to remember that the secret is really within the spirit. I mean, the spirit's within the body,
mm-hmm.
but the spirit is not the body. And so when you start to remember that, then you can start really, you know, moving into full manifestation and healing and into joy in life.
Yes.
So so I don't want people to think they have to have this in order to have the experience. It's rather that
I think it's just an added piece of material that Fred
yeah.
Bell was so kind to give us.
Oh yeah, it's been amazing to see what can happen in your life, and you know, my life has changed dramatically since I started using these.
Yes.
And you know,
yeah.
before we get too much further, can you tell the listeners about what you were going through before all this happened, like how you started to be really psychic? And
oh, sure. I think it was about 30 years ago. I had a master teacher who has since passed on, and I loved him so much. I could call him 15 times a day, and he wouldn't mind. But what happened was I was sleeping in bed, and around 2 o'clock in the morning, I felt this energy come into my room and this white hand come over my head. And what happened in that particular instant is that my head, the top of my head opened up, and I was looking at this hand, and it kept on taking out all this yucky stuff, worms and all kinds, you know, yucky stuff that we, I guess we collect over the years. And it was taken out instantaneously within a matter of a couple of seconds. All of a sudden, I was looking at this beautiful white light in the top of my head, through the top of my toes, through everything I could feel. I thought I was having a stroke, honest to goodness. And I saw this window, an octagon window, and I looked in and I saw my own soul, and I said, oh my God, thank you, Lord, thank you. And I started to cry. And God started to talk to me, and he said, I want you to follow my directions explicitly. I love you, honey. There's nothing I won't do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just be, you know, on call for me, and I'll talk to you, and I'll work you through everything. And so what I did was that I listened explicitly to this voice. The first day I got a saying, the truth to me is very profound. It is a balance of flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. The second saying I got was, trying to think of it now, it's been 30 years. I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. That took me years to work out that one. I couldn't understand that. Well, wait a minute, hold on, what is he talking about? And eventually I did work it out, and I understood it, and I received about 300 or 400 sayings. The last one I got was, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. And I listened to that voice. I lost 109 pounds in 9 months.
Wow.
I was absolutely in total bliss. There's nothing that I didn't do. I would cry, and I would see this beautiful person down. I had lost my parents a couple of years after that. And I would see these people come down and just put their hands all over me and tell me everything's going to be all right. And things were opening up for me constantly. It was so blissful that I was living in a state of bliss all the time. And eventually, I even opened up more, you know. I was able to see my own chakras. I was able to bathe in each one separately. I was able to hover over my clients and look down about 4 feet above and see the oxygen going into the chakras. I could see above the table, below the table. I could see angels coming in. I could see the cloud of the Almighty. The whole top would open up. The Shekhinah, the presence of the Almighty, would be above me. And people could feel it. And I think it was last year I was starting to do miracles, you know, as I had told you before. And so there was a lot going on. And then, of course, I bought the nuclear receptor, I think it was 8 years ago. And eventually I moved into a solid gold projector. And now, you know, I sent it back for the diamonds all the way around. I think we should mention that we both have the same projector, which is really wonderful. Fred is wearing the same thing we are. It's an 18-karat gold projector with it's platinum and four diamonds. Mm-hmm. And there's only a few of us with that type of necklace, which seems to be extremely powerful. I guess it's a full platinum one, but I can't afford that. Way on the planet.
Well, I don't think Fred even has the full platinum.
No, he doesn't.
Does he?
He has the gold one, the same thing we have.
Yeah, he has a platinum receptor.
Right. He's incredible.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
Yeah, I remember when I hadn't even gotten my silver one yet.
Mm-hmm.
With pink sapphires,
mm-hmm.
and he was going, oh, well, you know, that's not going to be enough. You have to have the gold, the platinum, yeah. and the diamonds. I just started laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, you're right, Fred.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
As soon as I get that kind of money, I'll just let you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I had to kind of sit down and think about it and go, well, you know, what's the most important thing? And if you have a tool that is going to help you to be enlightened,
yes.
and a tool that is going to move you along your path and remove all the frustrations, why the heck wouldn't you use that?
Yes. Yeah.
So I thought about that and went, okay, well, I guess I know what my priority needs to be.
Yeah.
And I have not been sorry that I did that.
Right. When I first got my nuclear receptor, my wife and I were in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. We were on a walk, and I was watching the black pouring out of my back. At that particular point, I had a silver nuclear receptor with a blue sapphire stone. And I was actually watching the black pouring out of my back, and I said, honey, something's really going on big, but I don't know what it is. And so we called Fred, and I said, Fred, I said, I see a lot of black negative energy coming out of my back. And he said, yes, that's the x-rays that you got from your dentist or from your doctor or whatever the case may be, and that was just pouring out of my back. And that was in the first 3-4 weeks of wearing the necklace.
Wow.
And so there was a lot happening. And Fred and I became very close. And as I told Fred, you know, I was watching my blood being cured. Mm-hmm. I was watching my brain being cleared. I was watching my spine being cleared.
Wow.
I was watching the veins and arteries being cleared. There was so much going on all the time with me that it was just wonderful. I mean, it was just, I was staying focused all the time going through this. As you know, I do 8 clients a day and full massages, full 1-hour body massages, and every one of them is with energy work. So it's a lot of work, but I love it. I mean, this is my calling, and that's what I do. And I take phone calls from around, you know, here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And clear people and help them as much as I possibly can. I guess maybe that's my calling.
Well, you know, what's so amazing to me and so wonderful is that you're able to help people over the phone. And, you know, that's really quite a gift. And, I mean, you can see what's going on with them. You can, you know, move right through their bodies and,
mm-hmm.
and help them to release blockages and things. And so what you are, basically, is you're a projector on your own.
Thank you. I've never thought of it that way, but thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing the same thing that I noticed was happening in the room, in that, you know, I put the people in there and, you know, did the study, and I found that they were healed on all levels, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, and all I had to do was throw them in the room for 15 minutes once
yeah.
a week.
Yeah.
And so that was really valuable to me to see that. And, I mean, I love to be in the room, and I can stay in there for hours and sleep in it and everything else.
Right, right.
And, you know, but I'm not, because I think that it's, you know, each person's individual trip to do. And so I kind of, you know, backed out of it and went away. Of course, I'm not doing massage either. You know, I do
yeah.
acupuncture in the room. And,
yeah.
and you know, I'll do some hands-on healing when I'm in the room also. And that's been really powerful. And I think I mentioned to you last week I ended up in the middle of an exorcism. I was like,
yes,
oh,
yes,
boy, that's
yes.
interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
And all
that's
I did was lay my hands on this woman's head, and all of a sudden she starts shaking and coming off the table and making noises. And I
Yeah.
I thought, I think I've seen some television shows like that.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, well, I'm not letting go of her head. And, you know, just called in the archangels and said, well, you know, help me out here. You know, take these forms of darkness and let them see that they get their own body if they leave this one,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
And that's a much better way to go.
Yes.
And so it's been interesting to see all the things that happen with this room. And gosh, I'm so grateful to Dr. Bell, you know, for bringing these things through, because this is fun.
Yeah, he's been a fantastic fantastic friend, and just he's an amazing human being. I mean, he's to share all this with us, I mean, it's just wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
The projector, I think it was the second or third day, I had the projector on, and I noticed that the diamonds were firing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started to go clockwise.
Hmm.
And that was very interesting. And my hand chakras became bigger.
Wow.
It was really amazing. It was so enlightening to see all this, you know, and it was fun. And it makes your life.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. And your life, my life seems to, the quality of my life is going up.
Oh, yeah. That brings me to, I was talking with Dr. Bell about the receptor, because one of the big questions everybody asks me
mm-hmm.
is, or I should say one of my five listeners has asked me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he wrote to me and he said, well, you know, there's kind of a discrepancy. Dr. Bell says this, and then there's this printed here and that printed there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, yeah, I talked with Dr. Bell, you know, when I went to a seminar last time, and we had kind of determined that there are certain things that happen when you wear each one of those things. And the first thing is that you wear the receptor in order to heal your DNA and to restore portions that have not been
mm-hmm.
linked up, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, if you wear it for a certain amount of months, depending on the person, you know, I only needed a couple months to do it, but some people need at least 6 months. Sometimes they need a year. But one of the things that I noticed when I took it off and then put it back on is that I felt myself like spiraling downward inside,
mm-hmm.
and then I spiraled back up, and it was
mm-hmm.
different. It was more powerful, more centered,
yes.
and
yes.
it was like I was ready to take on the world. It was one of those things, and I told Dr. Bell about that, and he said, oh, yeah. He said, I'm amazed you felt that already, and he said, that's actually where you have to de-spiral out of the third dimension and up-spiral into the fourth.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly after that, I began wearing the projector. What I noticed with the projector is it takes you purely into the sixth and seventh dimensions,
mm-hmm.
you know, right into love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that was a completely different feeling than the receptor. And so I've told people, you know, we've worked out, and you were the one that really told me about how to do this, too, is to wear the receptor at night so that it can restore your DNA
mm-hmm.
and protect
mm-hmm.
you against toxins and things like that
mm-hmm.
and, you know, help you to detox. And then to wear the projector when you're working so that your work will go smoother and then you're invisible to, you know, negative attacks and things like that. But also because you're conscious at that point. And the whole thing with the projector, as I've told people many times, is don't wear a projector unless you can control your thoughts and emotions.
Right.
Because otherwise it's going to run wild and it'll really create havoc in your life because it is a manifester.
Right.
Or a tool to help you to
yes.
manifest. You're the manifester.
Yes.
But, you know, so for me it's fairly easy because I've had years of that kind of study. But I've had people that tried to wear the projector and ended up, you know, throwing it back at me
yeah,
because
yeah.
all of a sudden life became too chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who said, well, you know, I can control my thoughts and emotions. And then I just kind of sit back and go, really?
Yeah.
But then why is all this chaos happening? So I think for people that are listening that have these things or they're listening on the archives, you know, we've kind of determined that that's kind of what works, you know, receptor at night, projector in the day.
Yeah, I think in the beginning the projector is not a toy. And
that's something
that people need to know. And I think I wore my nuclear receptor for 8 years. I just wore it for 8 years. 4 years, actually. 2 years with the silver receptor, and then another 2 years. Actually, it was 4 years with the silver receptor, and I was still using my the stone that I started with, which was the blue sapphire. And then I moved into a diamond, 18 karat gold diamond, that Fred said I was ready for.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect that I had, at that particular time, thought that I was ready for it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I called Fred and ordered it. It's been quite a good ride. I think with the projector, you've got to have years of meditation and really to have a calm mind.
Yeah,
it's not a
calm heart.
Oh, absolutely. And you have to be an extremely compassionate person. I know you and I talk a lot about compassion and love and harmony. And I think the projector could be used by everybody if they would just open their mind and let go. But that's years of service. That's years of you know, connecting to the divine and just saying, you know, I'm open to you, Lord, you know, I'm open to the universe, and let whatever happens, happens, and you have to be there.
Yeah, and I think you have to be in the state of non-attachment.
Right.
And, you know, what I've seen is there's a lot of people who haven't done their work, and
right.
now that time's getting short and we know changes are happening, and I want to talk to you about the changes that are happening, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, as these changes happen, they're like, oh, well, I'll just get these things, and I'll be fine. It's like, well, you can shorten it, you know, with these projectors. You can shorten your time of working, you know, so you don't have to go through lifetimes of mindfulness and all this stuff.
Right.
But you still have to do the basic work. So you have to do the work and realize that the projector will help you to leap ahead, or the projector
yes.
room will help you
right.
to do that. But you still need to clear your garbage.
Yeah,
and,
I think the projector with the stones like sapphires or different kinds of stones would be good.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to start at a lower rate than going right into a diamond. I don't think anybody at least I wouldn't start with something like that unless I had at least a few years of the nuclear receptor in gold and diamond. But I think the receptor could actually be worn by anybody, and it would be actually very, very good for everybody.
Yeah, the receptor is really wonderful, and I think that helps with a lot of things that people don't realize. For instance, the chemtrail stuff, you know, the receptor
right.
really helps with that.
Right.
And I think I told you I was up at Mount Shasta about a week or so ago, and I ended up getting carbon monoxide poisoning,
yes.
but I didn't have all the deleterious effects that I would normally have had.
Right. Well, you had a positive charge with your receptors.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, normally, if I didn't have that receptor on, I would have been either dead or in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
And as it was, you know, I was a little uncomfortable, but I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the receptor helps a lot. It helps you to be able to better process the toxins and pollutants
right.
that you come into contact with. And I think that's extremely valuable. And, like, for the last 2 weeks, I haven't even put my projector on. I've been
mm-hmm.
strictly wearing the receptor
yes.
because I
yes.
realized that my body needed to have a jump.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
the other thing, too, is, you know, I mean, you know, people think this is the be-all, end-all. It's one of the tools. You know, I also came in and saw Dr. Hutton and had an ozone therapy
mm-hmm.
IV,
mm-hmm.
and you know, to knock the carbon monoxide off. So, you know,
yes.
you still behave prudently, you know, and take care of your physical body while you're using this to help heal it.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. when you do that, you can leap ahead, you know, and not go through quite
right.
the difficulties.
Right. I think the projector can actually be worn by a lot of people if they just keep... what you need to do is probably call Fred
mm-hmm.
and say, I would like to buy a projector. If he says it's okay to buy a projector, you buy it. If he says buy a nuclear receptor first, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, he and I had a discussion about that, you know, when I was out there. And, yeah, and that's one of the things that he tries to tell people. He said, they don't listen to me.
yeah.
You know, he said, I tell them that they have to have these things set up first before they get this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you increase the positive, the chances are you're going to increase the negative, too. So you have to have
mm-hmm.
something like the Star Orb or the Devastar set up, you know, in your area so that you don't get overwhelmed with your negative stuff hitting
yeah.
you, too.
Yeah.
But then the other thing, too, is he says, you know, I tell people that they really need to control their thoughts, that these are not toys.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing that I found is, you know, people need to do the thought control. And by that, I mean, you know, if you get mad, you don't ever direct it at somebody.
No.
Because you
absolutely
could cause
not.
A lot of harm, you know,
right.
doing something like that.
Actually, you'll cause a lot of harm to yourself.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I was just about to say. It comes right at you.
Right.
And so there's a lot of things. I mean, you know, Fred has engineered those so that they cannot be used to create harm
right.
in someone else. But they
right.
can certainly harm you because it'll bounce back right at
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It creates a lot of problems. So, you know, and then
yes.
the other thing he said too is, you know, some people get the projector because they're like, oh yeah, I want to win the lottery, you know, and they want to manifest this stuff, and they haven't done any of the preparatory work.
You know, the intent has to be so perfect.
Yes.
Your intent is everything. It has to be so pure that when you look out, all you see is straight ahead. Mm-hmm. You don't turn to the left. You don't turn to the right. You just got to stay on your course.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people that I've come into, even a lot of the professionals that I've worked with, they don't do that. And you and I, for some odd reason, connect in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the intent is love. I mean, everything is love.
Exactly.
And it's so important to be able to share that. It's so important to be able to open up to people and allow them to feel that.
Absolutely.
And most people don't. I mean, most people, you know, they just don't allow that to happen. And you just need to be. I can't stress it enough. Just be.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. If you're in water, don't flow upstream. Don't kill yourself. Allow yourself to flow downstream. You know, that's what life is all about. Flow downstream. If you want to fight up, you know, don't be crazy with it. Just allow yourself to flow downstream and everything will be fine.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. You know, I keep reminding myself, you know, I'm a human being, not a human doing.
Right. Right. Yes.
I have to keep reminding myself of that. And, you know, before we go too far into anything else on the projectors and the receptors, you know, you and I had talked a lot about what's coming in the world.
Yes.
And I know a lot of listeners would like to hear what you have to say about that, what you've been shown, and, you know, how can we get through things. And obviously just being is, you know, step one. But what else have you seen? What can you share with the listeners?
What we need to do is that all of us, even the ones that don't know about energy, feel it. Feel your body. We are the earth. We come from earth. We come from our parents who are from earth. The earth loves us. We need to respect the earth. We need to allow it to flow through us. You know, we've talked about, you know, seeing the eyes of trees and the eyes of plants and the eyes of the grass. You know, the universe, the nature of earth wants to open up to us so much. It loves us. We are her babies. You know, we can do so much to heal the planet. And I think what we need to do is just love ourselves. Love the earth. If you see a piece of garbage on the ground, pick it up, throw it out. If you see something that's hurt, or you see anything that you can do to make the earth better, breathe in love.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe it into the earth. Breathe it into the sky. We need... The earth needs it so much, and it's something that we never really tune into. It's something that we take for granted, and it's not for granted. The earth loves us as much as our parents do,
yeah.
And we get lost in that. We forget, and even I forget sometimes. But I've seen the earth breathe. I've actually seen the earth moving. I told you the other day about the five golden men. And what happened up there, you know, we're just focusing on the earth. We're just sending love. We're just sending that positive energy to the center of the earth. We can all go to the center of the earth. We need to open up and allow all the energy to flow to the center of the earth. We can bring that energy up into our bodies. That will create a tremendous amount of love. And that love is given back to the earth. It moves back and forth. And that's how the earth is. It just moves back and forth. It's a give and take. And I think that we forget that. We you know, we're not in touch with our primal selves anymore. We've lost that. We've lost, I think sometimes we're educated beyond our means. Mm-hmm. And we're not being in touch. We're just not being in touch with what needs to be done. We need to love Mother Earth. We need to love the sun. We need to love the sky. We need to love everything. And we just don't do that. And it's so important. It's just, we're part of everything. We're part of the universe. And we have a short period of time. We don't have the time to be explicit, you know, to have fun. We need to focus on the Earth now before we get to a point where all the ice is gone. The North Pole's gone, the South Pole's gone. Then we're really going to have a problem.
Yeah, and I think that for healing, too, people need to remember that. You know, when I used to work in the hospital, there was a thing that we called ICU psychosis,
mm-hmm.
where people would go nuts because they never saw the light of day. They were in mm-hmm. ICU.
Right.
And what we used to do at one hospital is take the bed outside into the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
complete with ventilator and you know, IV poles. You know, it'd take three or four of us to take a patient out into the parking lot to do that. But we did
yes.
it in order to restore life to them. And, you know, people don't understand how important it is to see blue sky and the green of trees
yes.
and the brown of earth.
Yes.
And to take your shoes off once in a while and just stand on a rock.
Yes.
And to remember that we are connected here. I mean, we're in the bodies to experience this life, to love it. And, you know, no matter what's happening, I mean, even if it's bad, just love it, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the healthiest way to be. And I have to remind people constantly, you know, get out of your office, you know.
Yeah.
Go down to the corner and, you know, take your shoes off and, you know, walk through the grass or whatever.
Yes.
But, you know, do something to reconnect with nature and through nature, you know, to Mother Earth.
If people want to know how to connect to the center of the Earth, it's so simple. Just meditate on it. Sit down on the floor, meditate, and just go right down to the center of the Earth. You'll find more love in the center of the Earth because what happens, you're completely grounded,
mm-hmm.
and then you just go out. You go completely out. And it's so wonderful to do, and we need to do that. We need to love ourselves more. We need to have compassion for ourselves and for our neighbors and help each other. You know, if you see a child hurt on the street or you see something that happens, help that person. Whatever the case may be, if you see somebody that's poor, give them a dollar. If you see, you know, because there's a lot of people out there that need help.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It just matters that you matter. And that's so important, and we seem to forget that.
Yeah, we get so busy.
Yeah.
And we forget, and then we listen to all the fear-based crap that's out there.
Yes, and the fear-based crap is all fear.
Oh, yeah.
It's based on fear. People have a lot of fear over nothing.
Oh, yeah, and it keeps them from being the multidimensional beings that we are. It keeps them from the connection with God, which is, of course, why the fear is being pushed on us. But, you know, I just attended that seminar this weekend where we were reminded by the speakers to just be in the space of peace and love. And if you do that, you will automatically cause peace and love in everybody around you for quite a radius.
Mm-hmm.
They figured actually that they were talking about heart math and how they only measured out to like 8 feet
mm-hmm.
where people's hearts go to, but they knew that the influence stretched for miles.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can imagine just standing there and being completely at peace and feeling that feeling of unconditional love and being moved to the point of tears with just the feeling of love, you're going to radiate that out and you are going to affect a whole lot of other people.
Yes.
And we are all connected by our hearts.
Oh, amen on that one.
If we can just remember to do that, you know, even if you just do it for a few minutes in the day. You know, they did studies where they found that, I think they did it in Israel,
mm-hmm.
Where they went around and they had these peacekeepers, about 100 people, that went around and stood at certain spaces all around the city.
Mm-hmm.
And during the time that everybody was meditating on just peace and just being that peace within themselves,
mm-hmm.
that there was no crime, no one was hurt.
Right.
You know, and this was in the middle of I think it was the Six-Day War that they did this.
Yes.
And nothing could happen while these people were standing in peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that has such a profound effect.
Yes.
You know, if people would just remember that. People that think that they can't do anything, yes, you can. Just stand in peace or lay there in peace. You know, just be the peace that we want.
If we open up our hearts just an inch, just a smidge, you could walk past somebody walking on the street and change their life forever.
Exactly.
Just by opening up your heart a smidge. Why? It's very simple. If you open up your heart, the aura around you becomes pure white light.
Mm-hmm.
The pure white light has got so much knowledge. It's the knowledge of God. We have God within us, without us. When that aura is opened up and you walk past somebody that is sad or has a problem, your memory base will allow that to heal that person instantaneously. If we just open up our hearts enough to allow that to happen, to purify ourselves and to purify somebody else. And that's godliness. That's who we are. And we've forgotten. We've forgotten how to. We've forgotten the knowledge of the divine. And it's so simple. Everybody's making something very difficult. And the important part of it is it's not difficult. It's actually keeping it simple. Keeping it simple, you'll open up to the universe. You try to make it hard, you'll never open up to the universe. And it's so simple to do.
That's a good point. And I have to say that that's one of the things that using the projectors has helped me with.
Yes.
To remember that simplicity and to remember that we're not from here. You know, our bodies are, but we're not. And that, well, maybe our bodies, our DNA isn't.
Mm-hmm.
We know that now. But, you know, the being in the beam of the projectors and having the beings like the Andromedans and others come through, beings of the greatest love and compassion, you know, they affect us, and we in turn affect everybody else.
Yes.
So it's been amazing just to be able to do that. And, I mean, you know, they've shown me things. I know they've shown you a lot of things. You had a lot of fun playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One of the things they showed me was about the whole time thing just yesterday.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, time is no longer.
That's right.
And it was like, you know, they were showing me we can phase in and out, and where we choose to be at a particular moment can bring us back into a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, as of now, time no longer exists.
That's right.
Which seems kind of funny. You know, on the one hand, we look at the clock and go, oh, yeah, well, we're still doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
On the other hand, the spirit within us is going,
That's right. That's right.
So it's been kind of interesting to see the different little things that have been passed on and to wake us up and say, hey, you know, wake up. Wake up from the dream.
Yes.
You know, be activated. Be who you are. Just be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why you're one of my best friends on the planet.
And you are one of mine.
Thank you, dear.
It's just so much fun to get into the reality, you know.
Yeah. You know, this is not like a radio show. This is just like you and I talking back and forth like we usually do.
that's what makes it fun.
That's
know?
Great.
Just to be able to bring some of what we've been given and know that it could help someone else out there.
Yeah, I think it's so important.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so important. And, you know, if people want to contact you or me, I think it'd be a good thing to do. Maybe we can help them.
Absolutely. Why don't you go ahead and give your contact numbers now?
Oh, yeah. I have a company called Brighton Massage Therapy in Rochester, New York. And that phone number is 585-442-5410. And I'm on my cell phone, too. But you have to remember, I work 8 hours a day here. So it would have to be at nighttime, or if it's an emergency, sometimes I'll pick up the phone. My cell phone is area code 585-746-8321. And I'm willing to help people as much as I possibly can.
And you are such a sweetheart. Everybody that has talked to you has just been so amazed. And, you know, you have generated such a feeling of love within other people. Because here you are, you're not asking for anything. You're just, you know, you're just kind of there going, hey, give me a call. I'll help you out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people do, and then they're just amazed, and they're moved to tears.
Well, I think the important thing is I can pick up on people that are, you know, that are not sincere, and
mm-hmm.
the ones that are sincere, I help out.
Yeah.
The ones that are just, you know, just they just want to find out what it's all about and then forget about it. I can pick up on that very easily. So
that helps. Yeah.
You know, please, if you're sincere, call. If you're not sincere, please don't call.
Yeah, because basically, you know, people have to be willing to work on their stuff and move ahead. Otherwise,
yes.
You know, why cast your pearls amongst swine?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm still trying to learn that one. You know,
yeah.
I kind of have been too all inclusive for too much of my life, and so now I'm kind of learning to step back and be a little bit more discerning with people.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, part of it is that, yeah, the time has, like, pretty much come to a close, the time for us to make the choice, you know, and people can no longer sit on the fence.
That's right.
Now it's time, you know, they have to pick a side, and they have to be willing to live with whatever they've decided.
Yeah.
And can you tell the people anything about what you see coming in the next few months?
The only thing I see coming in the next few months is more love. I don't focus on governments. I don't focus on that. I focus on the universe. I see a tremendous amount of love coming into the planet. I see a lot of people changing. I see a lot of growth. I see a lot of happiness. And I think the more people that are aware of the fear factor will get past that. I think that with all that's being done with the governments, there's a part of the heavens that just goes right past that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is happening right now. At least that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, it feels like that to me, too. I feel
yeah.
like we're going to have a huge shift, like around
yes.
September or October.
That's what it feels like to me, too, Vin. I think we discussed that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what form the shift is going to take yet. You know, and there are a lot of people that are saying, oh, it's a pole shift, and there's going to be disasters and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. I don't know. And, you know, there's been several times where I felt the earth building up
yes.
to something that was not going to be good, and it was going to be pretty scary. And then, like, a week before it was going to happen, it just stopped.
I think the reason that these things stop is that, please, everybody who's ever listening, pray. Pray for us. Pray for, when I'm talking about us, pray for the planet.
Yes.
Pray for the people that are doing good work. Pray for yourself. Let's create a bond. Let's create happiness on the planet. Let's not have wars. Let us not have mobile tell us what to do or anybody else. Excuse me. Maybe I hope I don't get in trouble. But I just think that what we need to do is just surround ourselves with white light. Surround everybody you know with white light and pray. Just that stops everything. That could
yeah.
stop the polls. That could stop everything. It could stop wars. If we just pray together simultaneously, we could stop everything.
Well, and I think by it might help people to know that, you know, there's a lot of people say, well, I don't pray, and I don't know how to pray, I don't have a religion. What we really mean, I think, is, or at least what I mean, is just be in that space of love.
Yes.
And just refuse to participate. It's like all the people that are going to the anti-war rallies, they're perpetuating war. And
that's
I know they
exactly
don't want to
right.
hear that, but that's exactly what they're doing, because
exactly
what you
right.
resist persists.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just make it so that it's not a part of your life, just ignore it,
right.
don't give it any power, and
right.
rather give the power to love
yes.
and compassion, then all of this nonsense stops. You know, all we need is a critical mass of people on the
that's
planet
right.
being
that's right.
love,
even
and
if
it all
you
stops.
Don't, yeah, right, you're right. Even if you don't pray, just think of it. Think of wonderfulness for you, your children, your grandchildren. Whatever the case may be, just all the wonderfulness coming to you.
Yeah, and realize that heaven and hell are both here on earth.
That's right.
Which do you choose?
That's right.
Make the make heaven your choice if you want
I think,
to have a good
well,
life
think,
and
yeah, that's right.
and all
I think,
that. You know, it's not a place that we're going to. It's within
right.
us.
That's right. I think Moses said it very well. He says, if you have a choice between life and death, choose life.
Yeah.
You know.
So why, I think, you know, the reason that people choose the other is because they've been taught that that's all there is.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's unfortunate. It's a lie, you
yes.
know, but
yes.
it's unfortunate too many people have bought into it. So now we need to reverse them,
yeah.
show them what the truth is.
Yeah.
And as they realize what the truth is, then, you know, they can move into changing their lives. I mean, we're in the quantum soup.
Yes.
You know, and we all affect each other.
Yes. I know we're coming to a close soon, but I need to tell the people that are meditating, please open up the chakras in your feet. If you open the chakras in your feet, you'll be able to get to the center of the earth very, very simply. Just work on it. Breathe through it. Just breathe right down through your body to the bottom of your feet and just feel the energy go through the bottom of your feet, and you'll be able to see the center of the earth. You'll be able to feel it. You'll be able to see it. And just go with it. And I think you'll find yourself more in love than you've ever felt before in your life.
Yeah, when they contact the consciousness,
yes,
of that being that we call Earth.
That's right.
And in contact the core, and which, by the way, folks, has been discovered to be a crystal.
Mm-hmm.
It's an iron crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dodecahedron, which I thought was very interesting, because I've seen that, you know, when I've looked down at the core myself.
Yes.
And, you know, there are a lot of things that we're now discovering about this place we call Earth that are just really amazing, and they hook us into the rest of all creation.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's getting exciting. You know, everybody that's here on the planet now, we have the e-ticket, you know?
Yes.
We are on the best ride anywhere.
Yep.
So I think that means that we're going to have to wrap it up here.
Okay.
So again, thank you so much, Steve, for being on the show.
Bless you, my dear.
And blessings to you,
wonderful.
Too, and listeners. If you are just tuning in now, we've been talking with Stephen Barish of Brighton Massage in Rochester, New York. And he is just an amazing guy, and I hope that you will download, get on the archives here, and get to listen to the whole interview. We'll have Steve on again.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk more about what we've discovered with projectors and receptors and all that. So in the meantime, thanks for listening, and be happy, be healthy. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.